I think anyone of goodwill who hears this gospel proclaimed, I know certainly as I reflect upon it, sort of ask myself, could I be one of these people that our Lord is speaking of? Right? Could I be one of those people who in some sense is blind, unable to see the truth? Could I be one of those people who is deaf, unable to hear the Lord speaking to me, trying to draw me in holiness? And I think all of us, in a sense, should approach the Lord with that sense of humility. Could that be me? And I think here of a particular psalm comes up within the cycle. It's Psalm 19, which is a rather long psalm, but there's a particular line there: from hidden faults, protect me, O Lord, or from hidden iniquity, protect me, O Lord. Right? That, I think, ought to be the prayer of all of our hearts. In a way, it's asking the Lord, help me to see if I have any blind spots, Lord. Help me to hear, right, if there's anything that I tend to block out. And I think if we make that prayer in genuineness, that the Lord will provide us with three things that very much help us to avoid missing out, if you will, or being caught off guard. Right? Because, of course, the Lord loves us. Right? The Lord has goodwill towards us. And so if we genuinely open our hearts in desire to be holy, the Lord's not a trickster. Right? We're not going to stand before the Lord and he's going to say, your whole life you had these blind spots, and even though you asked me to take them away, I left it there as a joke. No, the Lord loves us. And so if we have hearts that truly desire to be holy, the Lord's going to help us. But three things that I think can help us. Number one, the virtue of corrigibility. Corrigibility is simply the ability to be corrected. In a sense, it's a willingness to say, you know what, I might be wrong. And so we have to foster that virtue of recognizing, I don't know everything, I'm not perfect, and I need God's help. So that virtue of corrigibility, that willingness to admit, I might be wrong, and I really need the Lord's help. The virtue of humility, which is very much related to that. Again, recognizing in a simple way, God is God, and I am not. Right? God is God, and I am not. And then lastly, I would say, what can very much help us in this regard is true friendship. Right? A true friend is that person who's going to point out to us and say, you're off base here. You're wrong. You're not seeing the full truth. Right? What we don't need in life is friendships of people who are just going to constantly tell us, you're the most wonderful person in the world. Every word you speak is perfect. Everything you do is great. But no, we need a true friend, someone who's going to be willing to point out to us when we're off base and when we're wrong. And so, my brothers and sisters, may we try to foster those virtues of corrigibility, humility, and may we also reflect on who are those true friends that we have in life who can help to keep us on the straight and the narrow path.